spanning the globe, through the power of the World Wide Web. It's Stacy and Steve's Cringe Fest. And now, here are your hosts, Stacy and Steve.
Here we go again, cringers. I'm Stacy.
She's Stacy.
And that's my fancy window in the background that you can't see.
Yay, it's all fuzzy. Stacy's got a really cool light show built into her windows now. It's very cool.
Well, we got one.
It's like in all your windows?
We got one for the front. Remember I sent you the Christmas video of the Christmas lights? Well, we loved it so much we bought four more when they were on sale. And so every single window in my house now is got these programmable lights.
You're going to have airplanes landing in your front yard.
You know, you joke, but Merrill Field's only a couple of blocks.
I know that. Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes when I'm outside during the summer and stuff, we'd be talking and I'd be like, you know, going through the yard picking up multiple dog poops. And you just hear, sorry, hold on.
Yeah, I just imagine some drunk Alaskan trapper in his little single engine airplane putting it down right in your front yard, you know.
No. What in my lifetime, I lived in the flight path of Merrill Field. We lived on the second story apartment.
Uh-huh.
And in the winter, especially.
Merrill Field, is that an air?
It's a small airport.
It's a commercial.
Yeah, it's not a commercial. Yeah. It's a.
Yeah. It's not military. It's.
Yeah.
It's,
no. Yeah. And it's not
private,
international.
Private airport.
Yeah. And we were in the flight. So during the winter and stuff, if you're not paying attention, all of a sudden you just see this light coming at you. And you're like, please just clear the trees. No, if you're not, don't clear the trees. The trees will save us.
Yeah, right. Don't barely clear the trees.
But when you're stoned or tripping, it is the scariest motherfucking thing you've ever seen in your life, because you're just sitting there watching TV and then all of a sudden this fucking light comes at you. And you're like, what's fucking how was your day?
Oh, my day, my week, my month. Yeah, it's all about the same. Yeah, that's good.
31 days.
31 days, and my life will change. My life will change
forever.
Forever. Yes. Yeah, I got to be sure I schedule a couple therapy sessions back to back after you leave. Because I'm going to have data. I'm going to have something to talk about.
I'm wondering if she's going to want to join a therapy session.
She asks about you every week. And how is
we love you, Doc. I've given mine permission, too. I haven't talked to her for months. I need to.
Yeah, you gotta keep that up. You gotta keep that up. Honest to God, you know, I don't mean to make a commercial for therapy here, but I'm gonna. It's been the best thing I've ever done, and I am constantly pissed off at myself, which we talk about in therapy. But for one of the many reasons is because I waited so long. You know,
I mean, I love my therapist.
It just makes a huge. I go every week. You know, I mean, it's the highlight of my week. It really is.
She, you know, what's funny is she was actually part of one of the most big dramatic moments at work.
Oh,
I
think I remember that in your last job, right?
Yeah, my last job. I was talking to her. And there was a commotion in the office next to me. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I was like, hold on one second. And go. And I'm like, and then I sit back down. And I'm like, I'm going to have to go get a COVID test now. So I'm going to have to cut this short. I'll keep you posted. I'll text you.
Because you were on the phone with your therapist on
the
video.
I was in a video chat with my therapist. All of a sudden, all this stuff is happening.
Yeah,
at work. Because I can take a lunch whenever. And so I'm at work. And then all the commotion starts happening next to me. I'm like, the fuck? And yeah, I stepped away for a second, came back. And was like, I'm going to have to call you back. Because I'm now going to have to take a COVID test. Because I had a If you think you have COVID and you take a test, don't go back to work while waiting for your test results, because she came back positive.
Of course. Yeah.
And it was so funny because the other half of accounting took one car because I had a phone call. So we couldn't just carpool, because at this point we're all either positive or negative. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
And you can't. This was back before, during the point that home tests weren't really available.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. It wasn't the brainstem test. It was the nasal.
Yeah.
The nose tip of the nose, which I was fully prepared for that, because the first test I got was in April 2020, and that was the brainstem test, the one that we took. I want to say it was like August of 2020. So they had perfected it by then, but it was funny because I had to take the phone call and I'm like one or two cars behind the other people in accounting. And I realized I have a whole bunch of water from the fighters for the SCA in the back of my car. And I'm thirsty, so they're probably thirsty. So I'm texting Lorraine and my boss. I'm like, guys, want some water? So I walk the water up to them. But I take enough, because you can do head counts in cars. I take enough that anybody who sees me doing this, I offer them water. And nobody took me up on it except for the lady behind me. But I thought it was only fair. But it was funny because here's this woman just getting out of her car, giving a couple of bottles of water out and just getting back in her car. And I had a paper towel, because the first time, I had a bloody nose because I had a sinus infection the month before. And so I had a bloody nose. I had paper towels ready. I was sealing myself up, but she comes up and I'm like, I'm going to rub the nose, and then I'm going to rub the... And I'm like, are you kidding me? And she goes, oh, is that a problem? I'm like, I had the brainstem one last time. And she goes, oh, you're going to love this. And I'm like, yes, I am. And then we tested when we got back from Scoop Fest for 2 days, just to make sure. And then one day, I was feeling really kind of off, and I tested. So I think I've taken, maybe 5 tests. Total.
I think I've taken 3, and two of the 3 I've taken have been positive.
So yeah, 3 years in and I'm still free.
Okay, it's been a while since I've actually seen this, but I've been using my kneaded rubber eraser to model something here while we've been talking. So what does this look like to you? If I put it on my nose, that's the best.
It looks like a boat.
A boat? Is there a little man in the boat?
I am not going to answer that. I know what you want me to say it looks like, but I am not going to answer that.
It's you are so obscene. It's the Virgin Mary. See, she's in her cloak. This is her little head. Okay, gotcha.
Okay, cringers. So, now that we've had obscenities shown to,
it wasn't an obscenity. It was the Virgin, the Blessed Mother.
Which neither one of us believe.
I've been to church. I might missed it. I might not.
I think you missed the mark.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. A man.
Nothing against anyone who, Blessed Mother, Virgin Mary, but it did not look like that from my point of view. So
what the hell did we just watch?
What did you pick for a movie? That thing.
Okay, well, I want to remind you, okay, going into this, because I know how annoyed watching this movie made you. It is our job to watch the bad movies so that our blessed listeners don't have to, right? We were fulfilling our obligation to our listeners by watching this movie. And I've
put the boys are upset about watching this movie too.
I put it off a long time. I've seen this movie before, but it was one that you hadn't seen. I'm disappointed because for decades, this has been on especially like IMDb, it's always been listed as the worst movie of all times. But I just looked that up tonight, and it's now the second worst movie. I didn't get a chance to go see what the worst movie was, but it's the second, as of 2022, it's the second worst movie of all times. So, you know what that means. The challenge has been, the gauntlet has been dropped. We've got a worse movie than this that we must watch.
I was horribly upset. The Bad Movie Bible, first birthday present from you, has it in one sentence in almost the very last paragraph of the book.
Yeah. Well, it is not worth it. It's not worth ink. It's not worth it. I kind of get that.
It's worth one bar bet.
It is just so bad. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into that. So you want me to give you the overview?
Please overview Manos, the Hands of Fate.
Manos, what did the cast call it? I wrote it down here because I thought it was fun. Oh, Manos, the Cans of Fruit. Even the cast hated the movie so much that they wouldn't
use the cans of fruit. That makes me so happy.
They wouldn't use the real name. I think it had several names, but all right, the overview. It's Stacy's review that's out on our website, sscringefest.com, I think summarizes it just as good as any professional reviewer ever did. And this movie's been out since 1966, so they've had a long time. But so it's basically Mike and Maggie, they take a road trip with their daughter, their family dog, through the West Texas desert, Southwest, kind of strange area around El Paso. They have car trouble. They end up trapped at this strange, I guess it's a lodge. They're met by this gatekeeper or caretaker, Torgo. There's a cult leader, the Master.
So original. And, that name.
You know, it's a cult, and it's a polygamous cult. I guess a pagan polygamous cult, not to besmirch anybody who wants to call themselves a pagan or is a pagan. Identifies.
Thank you.
Pagan. You're welcome. I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, you don't. It's
but these people, more than I smeared the Holy Mother Mary with my artwork earlier, these people completely besmirch paganism, I believe.
And I think they have their own thing, because that is not...
You don't chop off hands and feed it to the cult leader That's really it. They get trapped in the woods. In this lodge, and there's all this stuff going on with all the there are warring factions of the cult leader's wives. There's some drama, supposed drama there, and then with there's a young couple in a car, a little convertible making out that we see all the time that lends nothing to the movie. We just cut back to them occasionally. You'll probably cover this in the trivia, but I did read that the actress in that scene broke her foot, and that's why he like stuck her in the car for the whole shoot of the movie. She had a
broken foot. I did not know that.
Okay, yeah, that was pretty good. The only reason this movie has any following at all, that you can still find it out streaming in all kinds of places, is because Mystery Science Theater,
yeah,
picked it up and did and really gave it a lot of they cleaned up the movie. They cleaned up. I mean,
it's a 16mm. Yeah. You can only clean that shit up so much.
They technically cleaned up the movie just to broadcast it on television, and it gained a cult following totally based on Mystic Science Theater.
Well, and it's considered one of the essentials collection.
Oh no, absolutely. No, you must watch this movie from the 9-minute long opening sequence that I thought Birdemic had a long opening sequence. But this guy shot 9 minutes of film and edited none of it out. And it's just people driving along the highway. Yeah, it's bad. So I'm sure you found, people have been exploring this movie for decades now. I'm sure you found all kinds of cool.
Oh, there's Kickstarters trying to do Manos Returns. There was 2013, the Rise of Manos, the Rise of Torgo, which is ironic because we know what happened.
Yeah.
Time for Downer Cringers. The actor who played Torgo really hated this movie.
Yeah. Shot himself with the shotgun a month before the world premiere in El Paso, Texas, which is where all the big premieres happen.
And the rumor is he was on acid every day.
I would not argue with that he was not on acid, he definitely was. I would say he was on acid during the filming of the movie.
No. That's what I'm saying. The whole cast said we don't think he was never on acid. But it is very sad.
His character. Well, while we're on his character had this. He was kind of a Quasimodo. He had this, I don't mean to sound cruel, but he had this kind of this deformity.
That was on purpose.
I get that. But the world premiere was to benefit cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
They did
leg braces. The way he got his lock bite was by leg braces.
Yeah. They put leg braces on like
they almost called the character Igor, and they almost gave him a hunchback. But
that's a little elephant. I don't know if you thought that was something obscene.
Actually, no. I thought that I didn't think it was an elephant. When you put it on your head, it looked like Loki horns.
Oh, well, I'll do that next.
I was actually not giving you a hard time because it looked like you made Loki horns. But.
The cutscenes,
the editing was so rough.
Some of the people involved with the production say there was no editing at all. He told them, I'll fix that in post, and he never did. Like the 9-minute opening.
Yeah. Everything was dubbed over, very much like Beast of Yucca Flats.
All the dialogue, yeah.
Way worse.
Yeah. And replaced one actress's voice with another.
There's only like 4 voiceovers.
Yeah. Right. It was a much smaller group of people that did the voice post.
The only clear scene, and it's only a quick blurb, is when they show the snake. It's a clip from a Disney nature.
Like one show. Of those Nature's Half Acre.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if they still do it, but back in the day, especially in the 80s, they would run Yellowstone or like different stories of like horses or Davy Crockett. Or they don't do that shit now because else has to be force fed down your throat. But it was definitely one of those moments where it's like, oh yeah, they used to have nature documentaries on.
You remember the guy's voice that narrated all those films?
Oh yeah, I bet you it would just bring me back. Like seriously,
today
because my dad refused to pay for Nickelodeon, but he would pay for Disney.
We didn't pay for anything. It was just on. Usually they ran those little films before the Wonderful World of Disney on Sunday nights.
Wonderful World of Disney. Yeah. I got
Steve. We also had those films in elementary school.
Mm-hmm. The ones that made their rounds to every single elementary school.
Yeah.
In the district.
Nature's Half Eight Girl, 16 Minutes.
Well, that's how I found Electric Grandmother. It was one of those movies.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Flight of the Navigator was also one of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My mom fell in love with it because we watched it at school and she was a teacher. She was an office assistant.
Oh, okay.
Volunteer parent. Okay. So this movie has definitely got... I'm never watching this movie ever again. Is that a gargoyle?
No, it's Yoda. It's baby Yoda.
That would be Grogu.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He has a name, goddammit.
I am a nerd. Do not get me started. The amount of foibles is so odd. I mean, come on. You have the kerchief on. You have the kerchief off. You have the kerchief on. You have the kerchief off. The dog. No dogs were harmed in the filming of this movie.
Boy, it sure looked like it.
It was a stuffed toy with fake blood.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to tell in the dark.
Yes.
Almost the whole movie was filmed at night, right? Because all the actors had day jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and my favorite bit about that is the when the police are called.
Yeah.
They're making this widespread search, but the only lighting he had was the lights of the police car. So they're just like kind of walking around in circles.
They walked like 5 feet and then came back to the car.
They got
to
stay in the light. You know?
Speaking of lights, one of my favorite things about this is the amount of insects that they get in the film.
Yeah, well, you know, you're in West Texas in the summer. You turn on a light at night and there's 10 million bugs that are going to come up out of the grass.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah.
The silliness reminded me of our favorite dust speck. Remember our favorite dust?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, we brought that up with the filmmaker and he wasn't real happy that we brought that up. Every time you cut to this scene, that speck of dust is exactly in the same place.
And we were fans of that speck of dust.
We loved the speck of dust. He did not like us bringing that up.
We do have an obsession for random shit to pay attention to in our movies. And well,
it's usually a drinking game, right? Take a shot every time you see this.
Well, and then you wait to see if it's really just that one scene, and it happens another scene because it's on that camera. That's on you.
Yeah. But like I said, our fourth favorite director, considering that we've interviewed four filmmakers so far, he didn't like that. I think the other three would have thought it was funny.
Oh, for sure. This movie.
Don't go watch it. We usually say even a bad movie.
This isn't as bad as Redacted. But we didn't like Redacted because it was gross and icky and it made you feel like you needed a shower.
Was culturally gross. This one's just gross. It's not gross. This one's just bad. It's just bad.
Yeah, this is bad. This is there's nothing gross about it. It's just weird. It's just weird.
No, it's just awful. I mean, again, this is a movie that was made on a bar bed, right? What's his name? Warren Harold P. Warren, fertilizer salesman from El Paso, Texas.
Yeah.
He had a little bit part on the old TV series Route 66. And oh my gosh, I can't recall the person that directed that
Sterling Siliphant.
Siliphant, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, well-known Hollywood guy. So if I'm sure one person listening to this podcast may have ever seen Route 66, but it was a show where these couple of guys basically roamed the country in a cool little Corvette and got into all kinds of mischief.
This guy loves playing pranks on people, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, they filmed an episode in El Paso, and Harold P. Warren, fertilizer salesman, was involved in community theater in El Paso, as was everyone in this movie, and so he got a little walk-on part in this episode of Route 66 and met Sylphant and had basically a bar bet with him. He said, making a movie is easy. I can make a movie. And so, yeah, this whole movie is the result of a bar bet. Mine's bigger than yours.
He financed $19,000, which is about $159,000 in 2021.
He had
there was only two wages. Do you want to tell the Cringers what the wages were?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The dog got paid in dog food.
50 pounds of dog food.
Mm-hmm.
A lot for that little dog.
And who was it, the little girl that got the bike?
Yeah, Debbie, his daughter, got a new bicycle.
Yeah.
Plays the little girl in the movie. And by the way, she's the one with the Kickstarter to make the sequel. And she's now been completely funded. $24,000. And, the filming is done.
Which is hilarious because it started with $19,000. And she was able to pull it off. This is a bet
that goes totally right. 50 years later. She got $24,000 to make the sequel. And she was, what, maybe 6 years old? Six or eight when she appeared in the first movie. I think that's pretty cool. I think I saw that the sequel that she made with her Kickstarter is available for streaming now. So we may have to watch that.
So one of my other favorite
audio podcast. If you'd seen Stacy's expression when I said we may have to watch the sequel, it's like, boom, we're moving right on to the next topic.
And Warren signed her up to be Texas beauty queen. To generate publicity for this movie.
Was it
Miss Diane? Texas.
Diane Marhi.
Won and got Miss Texas and then went to the Miss America pageant.
Was a runner up.
and what's funny is
she didn't know anything about it.
Mm-mm. And she tried to have the Peeping Tom scene with Torgo out, but he loved it so much that he backpedaled, claiming it was just a test or some shit like that.
He wanted her to do it topless, right? And
and she
refused.
I just love the fact that he's like, "I'm not going to tell you. You got accepted, so just have fun with that."
He thought it'd be good for his movie, and he just signs her up without.
Mm-hmm. he definitely had a sense of humor.
You know what? He's a salesman. He's a salesman. I wonder
how much he had to pay for the one limousine for the for the benefit.
They had he got a limousine and wasn't the story that he had the limousine driver drive around the block a couple times.
He could only afford one limousine and one searchlight.
Limousine pulls up. Some people get out, goes around the block, picks up some more people, goes around the block.
I mean, if you only have, manure type money.
I think we should start a Kickstarter and make a movie. We took about $24,000. We make that in a week selling t-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No.
You're missing a couple of decimals. Put them back
in time. I think we've made about $24 all time selling t-shirts.
We are still doing the matching and doubling for the milk fund. So if you cringers want swag, we are still keeping tally. And we are still donating to the Wind Socket, because it's East Coast, Milk Fund. So if you do, if you want the new improved purple hair, Stacy, on your t-shirt, those are available now.
There are some, yeah.
I wanted purple, but I couldn't go light purple. I had to go dark purple because I don't have enough grays. I don't want to bleach and destroy my hair. Dye is bad enough.
Okay. All right.
So I have purple.
Yeah, but I would say on the, we'll put this on our Facebook page and maybe on Instagram. TeePublic has constant sales.
Yeah.
So just don't pay full price for something from TeePublic. It's usually t-shirts usually drop from like $22 to $14 or $16, depending on.
And they have been so wonderful. Their customer service is amazing.
Oh yeah, I mean, even us with we sell one or two t-shirts a month, and we have an account executive who contacts us at least, I don't know, at least three times a month.
By the way, hi.
Hi, Kate.
We know you listen, Kate. Hi. We think it's fun and funny. I mean, obviously we do this because we are just insane.
We got nothing else to do. Keeps us off the streets.
I mean, it's now starting to warm up outside.
How warm is it in Alaska?
Right now it's 28.
Oh, wow. It's a heat wave. Tropical.
Well, but it's clear, which means that even without the cloud cover, we're still... It was 38 degrees. I walked to the bank today for work. I walked across the street and back. It was really nice. And there's standing water, which is now standing ice.
Wow. Okay. So you've made the whole state of change from ice to water.
And back.
Yeah, right. Here it goes from water to steam.
I need to show you. I took a picture. There's the way that it's been freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing has created this interesting lace work ice sculpture on my eaves that is coming off of my. Oh, by the way, if there are any cringers in Alaska, the news please asks you to double check your roofs, because we've had two roof collapses over the weekend with a couple of businesses, and a couple of houses have also had roof collapses. So cringers in Alaska or California, I hear you guys can't even get out of your houses. My goodness gracious. I'm sorry. That's horrible.
And as soon as the snow melts, the mud will come. So you're liable to be there.
That's why we call it breakup.
I mean, the mud in California, they'll have the mud.
Oh, yeah. I was talking with a coworker. I was like, okay, so this is why I want to invest in a tarp, is if something like that happens, you just throw all the snow on the tarp, throw it in the bathroom, let it thaw, then do it again. Or you invest in a flamethrower and just put that puppy on go when you can't get out the door.
I think you need to have a flamethrower. I think everybody needs a flamethrower.
I'm getting better with the pyrophobia, but no, I'm not getting a fucking flamethrower.
Rats, that's something else that we won't be able to do when you come.
Won't do the sock burning. I'm okay with burning socks.
Okay, all right.
To stand upwind.
All right, dear. We should say goodnight.
Oh, darn. I wanted to talk more about this movie.
I wanted to talk more about Alaska weather, but
actually, the movie I really want to talk about.
What movie is that?
The movie we're going to podcast next week.
Which one?
My pick.
Which one was that?
Bad Milo.
Oh, bad. Yeah, that was a good movie.
Oh, that was such a good movie. And the directors are, you are a huge fan of the directors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Dupree brothers, Mark and Jay. By the way, Mark's wife was in that. What was the movie we watched about the softcore porn gone wrong?
Deep Murder.
Yeah, Deep Murder. She's the woman with the dark hair. The one that
the not the babysitter.
No.
Is it the doctor?
The one in the kitchen scene where she's opening the drawers and there's just sex toys everywhere in the kitchen.
That's the doctor, isn't it?
Okay. I don't know. I didn't
Dr. Bunny.
Okay. That's Mark Dupree. I've got the wrong
name. Mark's wife.
Duplass. Yeah, that's his wife.
This is, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to talk about it. I am super, super excited. Watch Bad Milo. It's on Amazon Prime for free. Oh my gosh. In fact, one of my coworkers might be watching it tonight.
Got it all. It's got demons, monsters, uh-huh. and the monsters live up some people's butts. So, you know, that's
but if you have corporate flashbacks, please be very trigger warning. If you have corporate problems, just be aware. But it's such a good movie. So cringers. Watch it. I cannot wait for your review, Steve, because it's going to be cool.
It's going to be cool.
It's going to be cool. Okay, cringers, until the next time, keep that algorithm guessing and never be afraid of clicking on that movie and seeing where it takes you. I'm Stacy.
She's Stacy.
And that's...
This is a little snail. You know, like a little snail. Looks better from this side.
Yeah, it looks way better from that side. That makes more sense.
Okay. Good night.
We love you, cringe. Good night. We love you, cringers. Oh, I haven't said this in a while. Fuck you, Aaron.
Stacy says that almost every week, and every week in the show notes, I always put in that we love you, Aaron.
But I haven't actually said it in a very long time. And I'm wondering if I'm just going to get a text going, it has been a while, hasn't it? Because sometimes he will send me texts on the weirdest shit. Like, I don't. My brother is weird.
Good night. I don't know. I cannot believe that that's genetic. Weirdos. Good night, dear.
Stacy and Steve's Cringe Fest is a production of How It's Day Old Clams. Like, share, and review us on your favorite podcast service. Our music was composed by Tony Longworth. Email us at sscringefest@gmail.com. Text us or leave us voicemail at 401-400-2096. I'm Hal, your announcer, wishing you peace and love.